it has been, without doubt, Jerry, one of the most challenging weeks, 10 days in politics that I have put down in my time. The level of frustration, it's been on the airwaves of the last number of days, of course, the level of frustration, anger out there, worry about the cost of living crisis, the cost of fuel, and all that goes with it, is very much on people's minds. It's placing them under huge strain. I think that when the protests began last week and when they progressed on into the week, that that level of frustration was roaring loud and clear at government level at that stage. And I, as a councillor, would be, you know, have a, you know, good strong base in the agricultural community, was certainly hearing all of that. But it has been most frustrating. The package came at the weekend, and that was welcome. But I think, I do think, Jerry, there is a level of frustration within Fianna Fáil as to the length of time it took to get to that. There were straws in the wind or warning signs before Easter around the, particularly the price of green diesel. I was hearing it and I was passing that on. And, you know, it took us too long to get that, to get that package together. You know, it's a step in the right direction. Nothing is going to be enough. We've all been through that in politics and get the strain that people are under. But it just took too long, and it made for a very frustrating week. And I think we are hearing, you know, some of the consequences of that now, you know, within the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, we'd put it that way.
Yeah. Are you surprised with the statement of the three TDs and backed up by other or more senior members that they're not happy with how things are being handled within the party? The level of communication, perhaps, from leadership to all members?
Yeah, I think I get their frustration, and I would maybe put it a different way, that rather than focusing on frustration, which is valid, I would rather focus in on tuning very sharply into the needs of the Irish people. While everything has to be costed, everything has to be factored when you give a break to the people, of course, and it's a worthy break. The international situation is changing by the day, by the weekend, and in some cases by the hour.
Yeah.
And it's having massive ramifications on the cost of living in Ireland. So therefore, government should be attuned to that, literally on the hour, on the day at least, and we need to react faster. We need to tell people the strain that the finances are under and what can and could be done for the people of the county and of the country. But it's about communicating the message quicker with people, letting them know. I mean, there's no politician, either left or right, you know, within Kerry County Council and within the Dáil and the Shannon, that would say, you know, I'm not listening to what people are saying to me. Of course, the politician is listening to what people are saying, but it's about reacting and it's about getting the message out as to that you are hearing it and that you are doing your level best for the people of Kerry and for the people of the country.
Okay, well, you mentioned about costings there. The Minister for Finance has said that this fuel package, if it goes longer than July, if it goes into next year, for example, if this thing drags on similar to the Ukrainian crisis, the Ukrainian invasion, yeah, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, that there'll be no room for income tax cuts in the budget. This will impact October and things that people will be looking for to make things easier, that will be eaten up by these supports. Is that an example of the concern over costings?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think anyone in any walk of life, when you're on one side of a desk and working with people and working with community in any type of public service, you must explain to your base, to your customers, to your loyal customers, you know, the cost of something and why there's a rise or why there's a change, and sometimes why there's a drop or why there might be a hold off in taking revenue off a person. And again, Jack Chambers is acutely aware, you know, on a daily basis of the revenue that is coming into the country. He sees the figures, how should I put it, Jerry, a bit clearer than the rest of us. He has his eye directly over them and he knows where it is going. And I would always have found that people in Kerry and the country do understand when a message is put before them and explained to them as to why something is the way it is. And we need to get that message out to people. People need to hear that. And it's a two-way process and should always be as quick as possible. It shouldn't be that a protest develops into a blockade over 5-6 days where nobody in the protest struck blockade possibly wanted to really be there at the end of the day, that it should have been much quicker in reacting to on that. There are front channels and there are back channels by which you can communicate with people, and we need to move faster and quicker and step in that direction.
Okay, Fionnuala, there's no suggestion of a heave against Micheál Martin, but certainly he's been put on warning that communication needs to be better, consultation needs to be better. Similar, really, to what happened after the Jim Gavin debacle in the presidency, and there was long meetings then as well. Is he on his final notice for frustration within the party?
Yeah, it certainly has been a difficult few months. I think there's also recognition for what, you know, Micheál Martin has done for the country and for the party over the year, coming through COVID and forming government several times at this stage, and, you know, contributing an awful lot. And there's a loyalty to the man, and there's a great likeness for him, that, you know, that he gets what people are saying. But again, this, I suppose, would be what I would call a second shot across the bow after the Jim Gavin situation before Christmas and where we are now. I think people are saying, you know, we need to up our game here. There is an international crisis which is having massive ramifications on the national scene and county scene. And, you know, the leadership has to, you know, adapt quicker and move and react quicker to it. And I think certainly, Gerry, you know, there is, it's a warning shot, I would see it. I don't think a heave will come out of it. I think, you know, the package came at the weekend, and I can't see a heave out of it, but I can see maybe clouds on the horizon, is the way I would put it.